And the head coach, Cliff Kingsbury, joins us right now here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Cliff, as always, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You know, we talked to you earlier this season about the first two losses to Detroit and Carolina, and those certainly could be classified as tough losses. This one against Miami yesterday fits that bill as well, but for some reason, it you know, at least to a lot of people, it feels different. Did this loss feel different to you?
Yeah, you know, I take them all pretty hard. So a loss was a loss. I give Miami a lot of credit. You know, they're playing well. Coach Flores has them believing and competing at a high level, and they came in here and did what they had to do and made enough plays. But I was disappointed that we weren't able to get it done.
Kyler Murray had a hard time even verbalizing what he was feeling. There were long, long pauses after questions asked to him in his post-game Zoom press conference. Do you have any idea what was bothering him so greatly after the game yesterday?
Just hates losing. You know, he's a competitor. I thought he played his heart out and obviously wanted to win that game, and has really upped his game, upped his preparation, you know, doing all the things you want that position to be doing. And so he was disappointed that we weren't able to get it done.
All right, let me ask you about this. At the end of the Seahawks game, Kyler Murray wanted to remind you, I've got you. Don't get conservative at the end of the game. After yesterday's game, you seem to take some responsibility towards the end. Is this an issue with you and your play calling, getting too conservative in big moments, or is that oversimplifying things on my behalf?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion on that one. I liked the way we were moving the football yesterday, and you know, unfortunately, weren't able to finish some drives there late that could have helped us win the game. But you know, that's football, and you got to give Miami a lot of credit.
On the second to last possession, Cliff, the fourth down play where Chase got stopped short, was that play call influenced at all by the hit that Kyler had taken on the previous play? Maybe the decision to take the ball out of his hands in a running situation.
Yeah, he'd been taking some shots, and you know, we want to make sure we're smart with him. But we like the play call. We like to look for it, and just unfortunately weren't able to convert.
All right, what do you think about? Do you have any regrets about attempting a field goal at that time? Is that what your charts were telling you? What are your thoughts about turning to Zane at that point in time?
Yeah, I mean, I wish we could have converted on you know, the third down previously, but when we didn't, and it was fourth down. I have all the faith in the world in Zane. Unfortunately, once again, we weren't able to convert that field goal, but he's done a tremendous job for us, and you know, that's football.
Are you committed to Zane Gonzalez going forward?
We are.
Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, our guest, as he is every Monday. We go in the red zone here on Bickley and Murata. I know it was talked about after the game as well. DeAndre Hopkins not really a factor in the first half, not being targeted outside of a play where he drew a flag. Three catches for 30 yards. How frustrated was DeAndre after the game, and was that verbalized or shown at all?
Yeah, he's a competitor and wants football, and he knows the impact he can make. I think, you know, he ended up drawing three flags that were big plays, and like you said, only had three catches, which that falls on me to find more ways and better ways to get him the football, because he is an impact player. He's one of the best players in the league and has been the last decade, and so he knows that we're going to do a better job of finding ways to get him the football.
All right, when you take a look at defensively, after reviewing the game in your mind, do you feel that maybe you could have done more to get Tua uncomfortable early? Are you confident with the strategy you deployed against him? Did you just get beat by a better quarterback, or not a better quarterback, but by a really good quarterback?
I thought he played at a very high level for a young guy making his first road start in the NFL to protect the football like he did, and make the plays he did with his feet, extending plays and, you know, finding guys down the field. You got to tip your hat to him. I thought we had our opportunities to you know, get him down a few times for losses and really get him behind the chains, but he made plays.
The soundbite that we were playing, and you might have heard the tail end of it while you were on hold, Cliff, was Jordan Hicks. And at the front end of that soundbite, he said he wasn't frustrated, wasn't angry, but he talked about energy, again, being a factor to start the game. That's happened more than once post-game. How much of a concern is creating energy for this team at the midway point for you?
You know, I've seen it when it's really good, and so I don't think it's a concern. I think we just have to be consistent in our approach and how we find a way to get there. We've been playing from behind the last few weeks, and we want to start fast and put some pressure on people instead of having to chase the entire game.
All right, there's a lot of emotional residue, it seems like, that came out of this game, whether it was DeAndre Hopkins kicking something on the field or Kyler seeming very, very, very frustrated in the post-game Zoom conference. How do you manage this right now? Because the team is 5-3. You're still in the thick of things, and yet I don't think you can get away from the feeling of the opportunity that was lost. How do you manage this? How do you turn the page on this?
Yeah, it's really simple. You know, we're basically in the exact same position we were in when it comes to our division prior to the game, and our most meaningful games are out in front of us, and we control our own destiny at this point, at the midway point, and that's all you can hope for. We still feel like our best football is out in front of us, and you know, DeAndre wants the ball, and he should, and Kyler wants to win, and he should, and those are all things that you want on your football team.
Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, our guest every Monday here on Bickley and Murata. In terms of Kyler's performance, and I know it's hard to subtract one negative play at the beginning of the game that put points on the board where he didn't wrap up the ball, but there's a lot of people, and I put myself in this category, Cliff, that think Kyler played his best game as a pro. Are you in that group as well?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to pick out best games. Each week is different, but I do think over the last few weeks, you know, after that first month, and we were going through some, you know, growing pains of not having an off season and kind of getting adjusted to new people on offense. I mean, he's really stepped his game up and is playing at a very high level, and you see that week in and week out.
All right, after the game, you were asked if the team came out the way you wanted it to. You were very definitive in saying no. Jordan Hicks, during his media available, made it clear that energy was, again, something of an issue, that there were too many guys saying my bad on the sidelines. What do you think about the energy issue, at least when it relates to the defense, and how do you get this thing fixed?
Yeah, I think we just got to address it and work on it in practice. Can't just show up on Sunday and expect those things to get fixed. And you know, we'll talk through that. And excited to get some of those bodies back on defense, you know, some of those starters back this week. And I think that'll definitely help.
Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. On that subject, Cliff, about the starters coming back, and there were some corners that were pressed into duty yesterday at a heavy level that kind of got picked on a little bit. Would you expect to have Byron Murphy back this week against Buffalo, or is it too early to tell?
We're hopeful, yeah. He's still in the protocol as of now, but we're hoping by Wednesday he'll be back in the building and we can continue on. And he's a guy who'd been playing at a very high level, whether it's nickel or corner, and so it'd be huge to get him back. There's no question.
What can you tell about the players and the team's collective mood this morning and what it might mean for this team going forward?
I liked what I saw. I mean, there's no panic involved. I think our guys understand what we can be still and what we can do still. And we just have to get better and we have to work at it. And I think that's a credit to the veteran leadership in our locker room. There's no panic, and it's just all about working to get better.
Even in a tough loss, you could find a lot of positives in this game. And I thought one of the positives was Marcus Golden making his presence felt in his first game back. Can you comment on Marcus's performance?
He's been phenomenal. Just his energy on the practice field, his personality in the locker room, his toughness, competitiveness, how hard he plays each and every snap. I mean, that is contagious, and it's going to be great for our entire organization.
All right. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Becky.
No, I was just – my last question was I just want to get your thoughts on the physicality that Kyler showed, lowering his shoulder on that third down scramble, and what that means in the grand scheme of things in terms of his competitiveness and you're helping him grow in that regard.
Yeah, we actually talked about that today, and I told him I don't want to see it very often. We all kind of held our breath, but I understood the situation. He understood the situation, and that's the type of competitor he is. And I also think he's starting to understand exactly what he can do in this league and what he can be. And his teammates see that, and they know he's going to sell out every Sunday to try and get a win and do whatever it takes.
Last thing before we let you go, Cliff, we appreciate your time. Any word on injuries from yesterday, how you're looking?
It looked like we came out of it fairly clean. KP, you know, had the concussion. He's in the protocol. But other than that, looks really clean.
Cliff, thanks as always for the time. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next Monday.